join the conversation.
Email pippah@capetalk.co.za.
For some, this is the time to catch up on TV and movie viewing. So we've got loads of suggestions for you today. We'll start with some movies to look out for at home, then move on to Craig Falk's TV picks for the week ahead. We've got a bumper selection for you all round. And if a reminder that we're going to carry on doing this extended entertainment segment for the foreseeable future. So if you want to ask questions about particular categories of things you're looking for, about particular shows you'd recommend, about where to find something you want to see, please drop an email anytime to pippah@capetalk.co.za. The movies are closed, but we can still watch films at home. So we will kick off with some home movie recommendations from EWN's Chanel September.
With South Africa now in lockdown and people being forced to stay in their homes for 21 days, boredom is inevitable. President Cyril Ramaphosa introduced a nationwide lockdown in order to stop the spread of the coronavirus as the number of confirmed cases has risen in recent weeks. Movement has been restricted across the country. Most businesses are closed and the sale of alcohol has been strictly prohibited. Luckily, there are plenty of ways to stay entertained while at home over the next 3 weeks. One of them include catching up on classic films and blockbuster hits. Here are some of my favorite picks for this week, and the theme is 90s cult classics. We start with Legends of the Fall. It's a 1994 American Western film directed by Edward Zwick. It stars Brad Pitt, Anthony Hopkins, Aidan Quinn, and Henry Thomas. It's based on the 1979 novel of the same title. It's about three brothers and their father living in the wilderness in the early 20th century and how their lives are affected by nature, history, war, and love.
Some people hear their own inner voices with great clearness, and they live by what they hear. Such people become crazy, or they become legend.
Next, there's this teenage cult classic.
Looking out a dirty old window, outside the cars in the city go rushing by.
Clueless is a coming-of-age teen comedy film written and directed by Amy Heckling. It stars Alicia Silverstone, Stacey Dash, and the late Brittany Murphy. It's a loosely based version on Jane Austen's novel Emma, with a modern-day setting of Beverly Hills.
Earth to share! Come in, share!
Miss Stoger, I would just like to say that physical education in this school is a disgrace.
Amber?
Miss Stoger, my plastic surgeon doesn't want me doing any activity where balls fly at my nose.
And lastly, there's this 90s classic, and it needs no introduction or explanation.
Girl, you see, this is a moral test of oneself.
I do believe Marcellus, my husband, your boss, told you to take me out and do whatever I wanted.
I love you so much.
Pulp Fiction is a crime film written and directed by Quentin Tarantino. It stars Hollywood legends John Travolta, Samuel L. Jackson, Bruce Willis, and Uma Thurman. That's me, Chanel September. I'll be back next week with more classic films and blockbuster hits.
Thank you so much, Chanel. From the movie picks to the TV series picks, Craig Falk is on the line with us, deputy editor of TV Plus magazine. We've picked out a long list of series starting in the week ahead, both on the terrestrial channels and on the streaming services. Craig, always great to have you with us, and thanks for the extended work you're doing for us in these lockdown weeks.
Always a pleasure.
So I have to start with a bit of a mea culpa, because a series that I promised I would keep everybody up to date about slipped in under the radar, and I've only caught up quite close to the end. But Craig, season 9 of Call the Midwife is actually on BBC channel 119 already on DSTV, airing on Sunday evenings.
Yeah, you know, it's one of these shows that there are so many repeats as well. So you can use the DSTV Now and catch up function. Okay. It is free to DSTV subscribers, and there are going to be a further 2 seasons at minimum.
That's very good news indeed. So apologies that we're alerting you so late, but Call the Midwife season 9 is airing now on BBC, BBC First. It is channel 119. So look out for it there. And then one of the series I think we're going to be talking about in Book Club next week is one that's a book tie-in. The book was called Little Fires Everywhere by Celeste. I'm never quite sure how to pronounce her surname. But Craig, this is another Reese Witherspoon project that's been brought to the small screen.
Yes, it's season one starts on Monday, the 30th of March, on Mnet. That's DSTV 101 at 9 in the evening. It's Reese Witherspoon. She's brought in her producing partner, Kerry Washington, Olivia Pope, in The Fixer. So, you know, these two women are going to be playing very different mothers whose worlds collide in fire, literally and figuratively. So think Big Little Lies, which Reese also co-produced and starred in, but with more action, more suspense, more drama, and obviously way more explosions and fire.
Okay, so I've got to be honest, I'm not a huge Reese Witherspoon fan as an actress, but I loved Big Little Lies, so I'm really interested to see what she does with this one. Little Fires Everywhere starts Monday evening on Mnet at 9 p.m. Before we move on to some other new series picks, Craig, thank you to the listener who's just reminded me. Last week you recommended Akashinga, The Brave Ones, the documentary about the poachers. DSTV didn't seem to play it on Sunday evening. Have you heard anything about the possibility of it being rescheduled?
It probably will be. I think at the moment with the lockdown, there is so much changing on an hourly basis. We get update mails literally by the hour. Wow. So the channels are moving things. I will have a reach out to them and see if we can get hold of an update.
Okay, thanks. And we'll let you know next week or sooner. Craig, if it's going to air on Tuesday night or something like that, just drop me an email, please, in the interim. Okay, back to the shows that we know for sure are meant to be starting this week. Starting with one tonight, it's a new season of American Idol.
Yeah, season 18 tonight on Mnet at 7 o'clock. Katy Perry's back, Luke Bryan's back, Lionel Richie's back. I mean, we've seen this for 18 seasons. We know the spiel. But the thing is, it keeps delivering. It keeps delivering talent. It keeps delivering laughs. So it's one that you do want to actually watch, even if you've watched all 17 previous seasons.
I mean, it's astounding how some of these series have carried on. And it's quite funny to go back and watch season one. I'm busy doing that with Survivor with my kids right now, Craig. And to look at Survivor season one through the lens of mega fan here who's watched all 33 or 34 of them, it is quite extraordinary how the shows have changed and developed and grown over time. So American Idol fans, season 18 starting tonight on Mnet at 7 p.m. There's also an interesting comedy series starting on Vuzu that you want to flag for us.
Yeah, it's called Shrill. It starts on Sunday night on Vuzu. That's DSTV 116 at 9 in the evening. There's loads of drama, and it's based on Lindy West's experiences as a plus-size woman. You know, it's a biographical dramedy. It follows a journalist named Annie who's tired of people putting her down basically just because she's fat. She's accepted it. She's not going to change it. She just wants to find happiness in her life. And she just wants people to actually see that she's just a normal person like them. It's very eye-opening because, it's something that not everyone experiences, being called fat and that sort of thing. But you will experience some sort of judgment in your day-to-day life. Mm. And to see this perspective and how it affects somebody else, you may be able to change your own ways. If you are sort of guilty of that.
Okay, the season is called Shrill. It starts Sunday evening, 9 p.m. on Vuzu, which is channel 116. Now, Craig, lots of people have time for cooking, which they don't normally have on their hands. So you've picked out two great cooking shows for us to look out for.
Yeah, the first is Mary Berry's Quick Cooking. Season one is starting Monday, 30th of March on BBC Lifestyle at 6 in the evening, nice sort of dinner time. If you're also looking for something quick and easy to make, this is the show. Mary's going everywhere and anywhere. She's getting the quickest, most delicious recipes. She even teaches people how to tenderize a steak with a frying pan in 2 minutes. It really is a fun series.
Okay, so that's Mary Berry's Quick Cooking, and then you've also got Britain's Best Home Cook.
Yeah, Mary's back for this as well. Season 2 starting 2 hours later on Monday at 8 o'clock on BBC Lifestyle. That's DSTV 174. And this time she's actually being a lot meaner because she's very critical about the dishes being presented to her because this is a reality show, whereas Quick Cooking was lifestyle.
Right.
So she's testing people. People are coming forward to prove that they're actually good at cooking. And some of her replies are so acidic, it makes vinegar look like water. She's really there. She's really got a sharp tongue in this one.
Okay, so that's two Mary Berry shows, Mary Berry Quick Cooking and Britain's Best Home Cook, the latter starting 8 p.m. on Monday evening on Channel 174. Then for a documentary pick, one that's looking at that American politics. Well, the history of American politics.
Yeah, it's called American Dynasties, the Bush Years. I think it was actually one on the Kennedys. Season one starts on Wednesday, the 1st of April, on Mnet at 7 in the evening. Very odd time for a docu, but okay. It's looking at the Bush family, their business deals, their personal lives, and obviously their political careers, and how they're basically a watered-down version of the Kennedys, but just as influential. But sometimes they make headlines for the wrong reasons.
Plenty of times. Okay, American Dynasties, the Bush Years, starting on Wednesday, Mnet at 7 p.m. Also, I just want to mention, while we're talking documentaries, check out on Catch Up whether you can still find The Food That Built America and The Food That Built the World. I stumbled upon it accidentally while flicking through channels one night, and it's a documentary series dramatizing the building of the big food empires and the fast food development. It is absolutely fascinating. The Food That Built the World. It's been on the History Channel number 186, so it might still be showing on repeat or on catch up. Okay, Craig, let's move away from DSTV and take a look at what's happening on the streaming services, starting on Showmax.
Yeah, I've highlighted Noughts and Crosses. We spoke about it when it started on terrestrial TV. It's a dystopian world where Africa's basically overtaken the world and people of color are the top of the pecking order instead of white. Mm-hmm. I think it's very important to watch because not only because of the politics involved, but as locals, seeing Cape Town's castle and that unfinished highway is just a thrill with all of these international actors. And it's a big name, it's a big budget production. It's not something filmed on a handy cam in the backyard.
Okay, so that's Noughts and Crosses on Showmax. You also want to mention a German language series, but it has got English subtitles.
Yeah, it's called Hackable. Like you said, German language, English subtitled. It's a thriller about a computer genius and her protege who find themselves rightly or wrongly at the center of a cybercrime in the banking industry. And it is actually something that's pertinent in this world with how much fraud and online crime is being done on a daily basis.
Okay, so the two picks on Showmax, Noughts and Crosses, as well as Hackable. What would you recommend on Netflix this week?
Okay, the first thing I'm doing is highlighting The Dark Crystal, Age of Resistance. It aired in August last year, but it's something that now people will have more time to actually go and sit down and watch. It's a prequel series to Jim Henson's 1982 movie, The Dark Crystal. It's fantasy with a very dark edge. So think Kermit and Miss Piggy as sort of monsters and in goth makeup. it's a fantastical series. You know, it's got voice stars like Taron Egerton from Rocketman, Natalie Emmanuel from Game of Thrones, Simon Pegg, Mark Hamill. It was done. There's almost no CGI. I think they said maybe 5% CGI. So it's all hand-controlled felt puppets, and it's a really nice fantasy series.
Okay, that's The Dark Crystal, Age of Resistance, available on Netflix. And we've got time for one last very quick pick. Craig, what's Letter for the King all about?
Okay, so there's 6 episodes, season 1 on Netflix. It's a coming-of-age story as a young knight in training goes on this quest to deliver a secret letter to his king who's hiding out in the mountains. It's really nice to have something with swords now that Game of Thrones is over. Mostly unknown cast. Not that that's a bad thing, but Omid Jolly is probably the most famous person you're going to recognize, and he's going to add a bit of comedy to it.
Craig Falk, thanks so much for the long list of recommendations. Craig's deputy editor of TV Plus magazine, and he'll be back with us next week with some more suggestions. Just to note that we are loading all of the TV content as well as all of the book club picks onto the Cape Talk website.